was telling them, I was reading Padyavali. Mm-hmm. When I redo my...
Padyavali.
I was telling them, and that's a book that I was so wonderful.
Do you have any English with commentaries?
No book has any commentary.
No commentary?
No, all of the books have no commentaries that are in English.
There are short commentaries. Any well-known Vaishnava. I have that book in Sanskrit. All books of Goswami's are so many, so much. Rich, useful, thought, that we can get help from our sadhana bhajan.
That book is so clear that Rupa Goswami has written just for the sake of those who are in the future who would be doing this sadhana. He wrote that book.
Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami, Dr. Vishwanath Bhakti Thakur. They have written so much Vaishnava Sahitya. That anyone, if they can follow, they very valuable. And that, without reading all these books, but qualified Vaishnava.
Not possible to become qualified without reading these books.
Especially in Raghunatha. All are Raghunatha. And the purpose of Vaidhi Bhakti is also Raghunatha. All have it. Not to be confined in whole life or afterlife confined in Vaidhi. We will do prachar by Vaidhi Bhakti. It will follow. At first you can start Madhurji Kadambi. We have finished it in one day, we again type 6 days. We have English books. We can start this. This is really for helping, really for practicing Raghunatha first testing. And very essential this is. I am a sadhak, not siddha. Swamiji or Guruji are siddha. They were independent by reading, by doing anything. They have not seen our Gurudev reading any book. But we have seen that he has given red marks everywhere in every book. Bhakti Goswami, Sindhu, Ujjwali, all these. The strength that he has very and he has done. Swami Maharaj was also always busy. Not a single minute he was. They are Siddha Purusha, they had done it. They have come from we read, we think, we hear, then we can tell him. What they tell, what they have said, no need to see whether it is wrong or right. We are in confidence that they were right. They are right. What they have written are true. They have told.
I have a question about writing. I like to write books about our Srila Prabhupada. Mostly these books are memories of being with him or some reflections about his work. But this is all in his form as we know him in this world. I do not know his eternal liberated form. So one question is it all right to go on writing many books about Prabhupada in the form I knew him? And the other question is, how can I begin to approach Prabhupada in writing to understand his eternal spiritual form? Are two questions. Are these books valuable just about the memories of him as we know him?
I think that the ideas of Rupa Goswami and other Goswamis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and all Goswamis, it is spiritual idea of Shanti. No bhed any, no difference at all. So, the ideas of all Goswamis are idea of Shantiji. He wanted to do prachar of all these things. So, the inner idea of Swamiji is inner idea of all Goswami. So you can do all these things. He has done a lot of things. Mostly he has done only for general people. Something he has done in Srimad Bhagavad Gita for a special qualified persons. Otherwise, when time came to give him pen in these things, he went away. So he could not get time to do all those things. So, all the ideas of our Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and all of us, his idea is this. Any idea from Srimad Bhagavat commentary, you can take and see what you are in his writing. He has not done anything especially for Gharadanda. And at that time he has no need at all to do all this. So you can do all this. You can make authentic books. Now in the market, so many kinds of nonsense things are coming. As Sahajiya, we should not follow Sahajiya. So you can do all these things. Jiha Bhagavatam Reha. After something Prabhupada has written.
Yes.
He has written in very short or all slokas.
Actually, it is all there.
All there.
He's covered everything.
Like first sloka, Anna Vilasita Shunyam, Gyan Karma Adi Anakrutam, Anukundena, Krishna Anushila. Here, Hugo Samya, Vishnachavati Thakur has given his commentaries. And without commentaries, I think it is not completed. We cannot take complete view of this history. Anushilan means
cultivation.
Eh?
Cultivation.
He has given that any word, dhatu, you know?
Root. Verb root. Root.
Root.
Basic.
Yes, sir. Gam dhatu. Gacchati. Agacchati. To go, to come, there are so many meanings of one dhatu. Your mind is going on, your mind goes not only up by foot, gam dhatu. It covers so many meanings. So here, Anusilan has so many meanings, a vast meaning in his stomach. Here, one meaning is kayik, vachik, and manasik chesta. Chesta means
endeavor.
Gestures, endeavors or activities.
Activities. Activities of mind. Activities of
body.
I mean, this
physical body.
Indri. And activities of tan. Kaya, man, vachi. And also, they have two kinds of meanings. Pravrityatmak, nivrityatmak. Special words, these are. Pravrityatmak means by kriyatmak root.
Things to do. Things
to do. With tan, mind, and indriyas. And nibbatatmak, not to do by all these things. We should not meet with the persons who have no bhakti. Those who are sahajiya, those who are mayabadi, and not to do against bhakti. These are meaning. And one meaning is that not doing by three things, but bhavatma. Prabhriti means chesta. Chesta means
activity.
Activity. No activities.
Endeavor is the word usually.
Yeah, appropriate. I cannot tell any special word. Bhavatmak. Bhavatmak, you know? Bhavatmak means prema is and bhava is bhavatmak. Tongue, mind, and by body, bhava cannot come. It is beyond the reach of all these things. Bhava. And Krishna is my priyatam. And Aradhika Dasi. And I like to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna and all the associates. Here mind, body and anything can I do. This will come from Aragatmik Bhakta. Aragatmik Bhakta, who are that is Aragatmik Jan, Lalita Vishakha, Siddham, Shival, Parikar. By following, by prayer, and by the mercy of Krishna and his associates. Until this comes, bhava will not come. And at that time, only mental
aspiration. Huh? Aspiration. Mental desire, wanting.
Mental, kalpana.
Kalpana.
Imagination. It is somewhat better, but it cannot take place of bhava. When bhava will come, then bhavatmik bhava will come. And from bhav to prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, till there, all are including bhav. So, uttama bhakti goes up to mahabhav, beginning from rati or bhav. So these are not in activities of mental or bodily. So this is called anusilan. Not only to Krishna. Krishna and his associates, both. If you only culture Krishna, no bhakti. If you leave Krishna and take all the associates, it will not. But it will be, because gopis are not separate, or his associates are not. So all these things should be taken. And Anu Silan. It is bandha kar dire. Anu means Niranta.
Continuous.
Continuous. Without any stop. In Hindi we can say Kaila dharavat avichanna gati. Dharavat avichanna gati. If there is honey and we are doing the bottle and a
link comes from up to last point. No breath. This is called Taija Dharavat Abhichinnagat. When my man will do smaran or kirtan or do bhakti, anusilan, it will be like this.
Continuous.
Then uttama bhakti. And if in the middle or anything cut, then it is not uttama bhakti. It may be madhyama or kanishta bhakti. Anu means anugatya. Anugatya,
guidance.
In guidance of arasik tattva siddhanta vidh vaishnava. Until it is done, not done, bhakti is not uttama bhakti. Madhyama bhakti is not there. So always in the guidance of. Guidance are of two kinds. Direct and indirect. Now you are in guidance of your Gurudev indirectly. But anyhow it will be told directly also. Not directly. He will give everything in your heart if you have so much bhakti. Directly as a siksha guru, in the absence of diksha guru. But faith will be the same as in our diksha guru and siksha guru. But they should be both qualified in the same category. Otherwise, by imitation, we cannot do sraddha to anyone. Like that. Like Rup is Dikha, Sanatan Goswami is Dikha Guru and Rup Goswami is Siksha Guru. Both are in same level. No problem is there. So that we can catch and we can have so much faith on his words that we will not go hither and thither. What he will tell, will take as, yeah.
Yeah, without doubt. There is no doubt.
No doubt at all. One thing also he has taken, written. Why Annabhilashita is told there? Why not Annabhilash? Word is Annabhilash. But Rupa Goswami here has here written Anna Vilashita. What is the meaning of Anna Vilashita? Sakshat Hari Tena Samasta Shastra. One thing is Hari, word is Hari. But here it is written Hari Tena. Here Hari Tena means the qualities of Hari. Is Hari Tena. Not direct Hari. So, Guru has the qualities of Hari, but he actually Das Hari. Not Krishna, actually Krishna. Here, Annabhilash. Annabhilash meaning? What is the meaning of Annabhilash?
Without separate motive.
Huh?
There should be no separate motives, no other motive.
Then serving Krishna and his associates. He is not telling this. He is telling Annabhilashita. Annabhilashita means in your, when you are in sense, no problem at all. Quite in good health and body and mind, if you are. No problem is there. And at that time, if you will do Annapilas, it is called Annapilas. But when you are in danger, at once you fell in danger. Some wicked person came and they tried to kill you. And at that time, by fear you are telling that, oh Krishna, save me. That it is not Annabhilashita. In your sense, no trouble at all. If you desire anything, that oh Krishna save me, if you are in good health and everything is right. If you are wanting something, then it is Annabhilas. No? But Annabhilashita, if you are not in everything is right, and like I have told you, in calamity, in vipatti, apatti, if you first moment you want anything, and after that you repent. That's why I have told you. So in Bhakti Rajya, it is not Annabhilas. So Annabhilasa should be removed. There should be no one. Inner part, for always you have another motive. But in danger or anything, if you tell that, oh Krishna, save me, give me something, or anything, then it is Shamya. Shamya means it is not opposite to Bhakti. Understanding this, I have no suitable words to clarify. Like one thing, if any Vaishnava give up his body, that is, he is no more, his diet, if anyone wants to do Shraddha, it is against the cult of Vaishnavas. No Shraddha Siddhita. Because he has chanted so Harinam, he has heard this here, heard the Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, always he has done Guru Seva, he has done everything. So actually there should be no Shraddha. But for general mass, having no Shraddha in Shraddha, and he, for the general mass, kya karte hain?
Lokavichar.
Only to gather them. If he does Shraddha, having no Shraddha at all, and if he does, then it is not against of Bhakti. It is for preaching only. So it is not Annabhilas. So I think that Swamiji has not cleared all these things. He has written in some
summary.
So if you can do it according to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Jiva Goswami, giving all these things clearly, it will be so useful for all these things. He has done in Sutra, you can explain these things. Huh? I wanted to do all these things, but health is not permitting me. I have no so much things that you have. There are so new things, big science and all other things you can do. At first we had to know all this.
कहाँ जा रहे हैं? बैठिए. ये लोग अब थोड़ी देर में चले जाएं.
So many lot of service of Gurudev is there. You can invent seva.
You know, so many of our books, which are being translated now, have no commentaries. And the commentaries are so important.
Without commentary, no soul is.
Yeah.
Any book of Goswami. We have read Sikshastra. But when we read commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda, everything is clear.
Sava Bhavana has translated with the commentary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.